This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. As coronavirus vaccine rates in the United States continue to climb, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced Monday that people who have been vaccinated can gather with other vaccinated people indoors without masks or social distancing. The CDC also said vaccinated people can gather with younger people and those who are considered low risk for developing a severe case of COVID-19. This would mean that grandparents can now visit their grandchildren, even if the grandchildren are not vaccinated. Furthermore, the CDC said vaccinated people no longer must be quarantined after encountering an infected person. Vaccinated people should continue to wear masks and practice social distancing when in public, the CDC said, adding that a vaccinated person should still get tested if they develop any COVID-19 symptoms. Currently, about 30 million Americans have been fully vaccinated. The United States says no decision has been made about its military commitment to Afghanistan after May the 1st. That's a deadline for the remaining 2,500 U.S. troops to withdraw from the country in line with a year-old peace pact with the Taliban insurgency. The Pentagon on Monday confirmed its review of the U.S.-Taliban deal is still pending, and until that is complete, a decision on the future of U.S. forces in Afghanistan will have to wait. The comments came in response to reports that Secretary of State Antony Blinken, in a letter to Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, warned that Ghani's government may have to deal with a Taliban onslaught on its own if the Afghan leader fails to urgently consider proposals on accelerating U.S.-initiated peace efforts. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.